שלמה המלך talked when the Torah is talking that success in this world, one should follow the eights of the Torah. When Parakhes says, we ate the sushia. Ani bina li gavura. Now, this can be understood on a number of different levels. There's a liyetz. The person wants to understand how to succeed. In Olam Hazeh. So post Shlomo HaMelech says, look into the Torah, they'll give you direction how to function in Olam Hazeh. The Sushia. Now, what does that mean, Sushia? So, Sudas David interprets Sushia is when a person wants to evaluate and get clarity what to do in this world, some people have clear visions, some people get totally distracted by all the inyanei negiyos and yetzaharas that they have. And what Shlomo HaMelech is saying, liyetz, and through a person's mental involvement in Torah, so his negiyas that comes from his yetzer hara will be reduced, and he'll be able to have a clarity how to function this world. Ani bina, and says Mitzudas Dovin. Ani hanosing bina lihilochem lamulo, and the Torah gives me an etzah how to fight the etzah hara, to get the clarity that I need to see how to proceed. Ligvura yada yizgarbo of nichbol dvarim parm harbe. Okay. Bim elochim yimloch. Says Mitzvah David, Al Yodai Tiskayim Malchusam, Em Yisnagu B'Mishpatei HaTorah. A king will solidify his Malchus by following the Mishpatei HaTorah. Arose Nim Yechokuku Tzedek, and when they make laws, it'll be just laws by following the Torah. And it keeps going. Ani ohavai ohehav, I love the ones who love me. Osheva kavariti, and you follow that mahalach, you'll have wealth and coven. Otov piri, everything. So we're given a very interesting mahalach. In order to achieve success, b'olam hazeh, a person can find that hadrocha from within Torah. Why? Now Shlomo HaMelech is coming to explain why it's such a big thing. People view Torah as, okay, it's a mitzvah, it's a this, but the fair that that's chachma and how to function in Olam Hazeh. That's not. Someone gave me an article the other day. It was wasn't good for my blood pressure. There was a very supposed deep lamdas explaining everything that Chazal tell us, Psukim tell us in Torah, about relationship between husband-wife, how a husband has to treat a wife, how a wife has to treat a husband. That's in a different culture and it's a different world, etc. But now that we have, in our world, it's all different models. Basically, what Shlomo HaMelech will say, you want to know how to succeed in this world, in every area of life, look in the Torah. Why? Maybe this gentleman, the so-called rabbi, was correct. That not. Because you understand the Brios Olam. You understand the Torah. You understand that the whole world was created and the human being was created as the place where all the Torah would be fulfilled in its ideal way. Hashem Kanoni Reishis Darko Kedem Mif'olo Me'os. So Rashi says, Kodem Brioso Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world was created. There were a number of stages in the world. It was first stage where there was absolutely nothingness except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Midrash says, and there's a second stage. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah first. And now, Hashem Kanoni Reishis Darko. Before anything else existed in this world, it was Torah. Good. Me'olam Nisachti, Me'rosh Me'kadmei Eretz. All the way back. Before anything else. But then the Pasuk says something else. And Me'olam Nisachti, Me'rosh. What does it mean? May Olam? Min Kodom Almos is targeting us. Before anything was created in this world. So, but, and then all the limitations of the world. Ve'eye Etzlan Omon Ve'eye Shashuim Yom Yom. And this Pasuk is the key Pasuk. Not that I was created first. And that's the Medrash and Bereishis says. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to create the world. He needed a blueprint. He had the Torah and shaped and formed everything in this world around the Torah. So that means, if he created the human personality, first created the Torah, and then created the idea, this Torah will find its ideal fulfillment through the human being fulfilling the Torah. This is the way the human being, this is the ideal way for the human being to live and to function. So the Torah is not something that's artificially imposed on the world. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a human being. He says, no, this is what you got to do. It fits, it doesn't fit, too bad. No, that's not what it is. Just forget. Just the opposite. First is the Torah. With this in mind, that this is the Torah, he takes and shapes the human being in such a way so the Torah and the human being merge together, and this is the human being's ideal fulfillment through the Torah. Now, it does not necessarily mean it's always easy. No, it's not always easy. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want us necessarily to have it easy. He wanted us. I have my personality, and through the difficulties I'll have in fulfilling the Torah, the ease I have in the whole package altogether, I will build myself in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to build myself. And that I mentioned in Eof, we have an interesting phenomenon. Eof tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're running your business the wrong way. Why? He says, if I would hire someone to clean the floors, what would I do? I make sure you have all the right supplies and you're doing all the things I want. So, and I make his life easy, then I know I'm going to get clean clothes. So why don't you make my life easy? That's Baruch Hu answers. No. When I hire someone to clean my floors, I couldn't care less about the human being. I just want clean floors. Kadosh Baruch Hu couldn't care less if I do this, that. He just wants me to use the mitzvahs to improve myself and build myself. And sometimes, the only way I can improve myself and build myself is through all the struggles I go through in order to fulfill the Torah. But it's not that there's anything in the Torah that intrinsically is against the nature of a human being. So if Chazal, through the Havanas HaTorah, say the relationship between human beings should be X, Y, Z, that means Chazal, through the Havanas HaTorah, say that that is the way this human being is going to build himself in the best way possible. And that's the problem with a lot of nonsense and open orthodoxy. What do they say? Well, we have a world, Torah doesn't quite fit it, so we got to cut a little hair and do a little. No. Akadosh Baruch Hu first created the human being in response to how the Torah, to a Torah. Then this human being bumps into issues, and we're told that if he wants to achieve his maximum success in this world, he got to go with the Torah. And that's, first is the Hakdama, then the explanation why. Because that's the natural way the human being builds himself, because the Torah was created first. HaKadosh Baruch Hu used it as the blueprint. And how this human being is going to develop himself and achieve the perfection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted out of him. Now, what does this mean? Shashuim yom yom. So, we have our different mafarshim. Simple mahalach is, I don't understand what it means. The Kadosh Baruch Hu also learns Torah. That means, what does that mean? It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu activity? He's running the world. He's running the world with Torah as the end goal. He created the world around Torah, and he runs the world around Torah. Shashuim yom yom, b'sachek es lofondo b'cholets. Famous Rambam, Perush Mishnayis. Eino Kadosh Baruch Hu b'olam el dalam shalom shabbat. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, the whole way the world is run is around Torah. And Reb Chaim Volozhin says, that's what we mean by the chayim of the world is placed within Klal Yisrael, and the chayim of the world is in our hands, because through our kiyamate, it's for the purpose of our kiyamate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world. This past week on Tuesday, a very interesting thing. Of course, the United States is going through a major political upside down, backward, forward. I don't know how to describe it. So, what was the first bill? New Congress began on Tuesday. What was the first bill introduced in the new Congress? To move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim. So I looked at it, I smiled, I said, listen, there's a whole world out there. United States is everything. And what's the most important thing, number one, I think about in Congress the first day? Klal Yisrael. We're a little, how many people are we in this world? A handful of people. Somehow we're always at the center. They realize we're at the center. They don't realize we're at the center. We're at the center. Seter is at the center. Okay. V'yata bonim shimuli. So this is how, what Shlomo HaMelech has said. V'yata bonim shimuli. V'ashrei rochai yishmeru. So the Gemara says, "Hainu atoyre tishma, v'ashrei docha yishma, mishi yishma satoyre lekaima." So the Malbim expounds on that. He says, "Acher shedarche atoyre hindarche hakel." The darche atoyre are the drachim with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and runs the world. Those are the foundations on which all the foundations in the world are built. You have to be open yourself up to accept the messages that the Torah is telling you. The Torah tells you a lot of messages, and sending messages, telling you lessons. Open yourself up to those lessons and messages. Shimu Musur v'chachomu v'al tifro. Ki l'darche Hashem tzorach shnei dvarim, says the Gemara. Musur v'chachomu. He says, what does it mean? Musur tells a person how he has to feel, how he has to act, and his midas tevis. In the whole life that he has, that has nothing to do with Olam HaMaisa. Means with his midos, with his emotions and everything. And if you get control and you shape your midos and your emotions, etc., around Torah, Chachamo, then you'll be able to accept the Chachmas HaTorah. Chachmas HaTorah will tell you X. Well, could be it's something that you want to accept. So you'll fight it. Shimu Musar. But if you accept the Musar of the Torah and you shape your emotions, your midas, your attitudes around Torah, then you'll be able to take the messages of Torah, but Chachmas will be able to be wise. Says the Malbim. Hagam shekosh lekabel chukei hachochma. Still the person, shein aleihem mofeis hadas. The Torah tells us a lot of things that other chukim. Something that we cannot prove, like 2 plus 2 is 4. And the kosh lishmar osam, it's hard. Because my Yetzahar will react negatively. The Chukei HaChochma, Chochmas HaTorah that I don't necessarily, can't necessarily prove. Zeyesukun, how do I open myself up to take the Chukei HaChochma of Torah, the fact that I can't prove? Tishma Musa, Shu Yiras Hashem, Shem Musach. Shadei HaYira. Yes, a kochos nafshel kabel hachachma. Through Yerushalayim, a person will teach himself to open himself up to be willing to accept those parts of the Torah that he does not necessarily understand. V'chacham, and then I'll become wise. V'al tifro, and do not be mevatel them. Some people are very quick to mevato certain things in the Torah that doesn't fit. Yeah. Not everything in the Torah fits with the way people want to view the world. in the year 2017. Ashi Odom Shomeli, Lishkot Alto, Sosa Yom Yom, Lishma Mezuzos Psuzlai. So, what is Ashrei? It means happiness, satisfaction. Ashrei Odom, happiness of a person, and he will be happy. Shomeli. So now, Shlomo Melech is moving in a slightly different direction. Because first he proceeded by saying, if a person wants to know how to successfully manage his affairs in Olam Hazeh, he should understand that Torah was created first, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah as a way of going through Olam Hazeh. That's our guide to success in Olam Hazeh. And that's who's talking about success in Olam Hazeh. Now he's moving to a different... Shlomo Melech is moving to something else. Okay, so I'll succeed, but I'll be miserable. Ashrei Odom. By doing that, you will achieve that personal satisfaction and simcha that only a person who is... connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu can feel. And here, there are two separate things. There's certain people, quote, very successful, made billions of dollars, and are basically living miserable lives. There are other people who live very satisfied lives, personal satisfaction, personal happiness. So here he's saying, besides success, I'm promising you two separate things, and they both complement each other. Success, Olam Hazeh, and deep personal satisfaction. But that deep personal satisfaction was the pasuk says, Ashrei Odom Shomeli, Lishkot Al Tavsosa Yom Yom, Lishma Mezuzos Psocha. So, says the Gro. Shomeli, Lilmor Menas Lekayim, Lishkal Dosas Ayom Yom, Hem Bote Midrash, Shetzuichem Lilmor, Kol Ayom V'chol Ayom Evzeu Yom Yom. Says a person, according to the Gra, is telling me an incredible thing. If a person wants the deepest and greatest personal satisfaction he can get in Olam Hazeh, sit and learn Yom V'Laila. Says, very good. Lishkal Dosas Ayom Yom, Hem Bote Knesios. Okay. That's number one. That's how the Gemara understand. So the Malbim understands it. That if a person wants to achieve personal satisfaction in this world, he says, the Malbim, what does Shlomo Melech say? He says, he has to work hard through total involvement in Torah in order to figure out what he should do in each individual situation. The Gra is talking more in terms of Torah as a be-all and an end-all for itself, as a source of personal satisfaction. And the Gra is talking, the Malbim's talking, that if it's not so easy for a person to figure out how to go through Olam Hazeh Al Pi Torah. So in order to figure that out, you have to really put yourself, your mind in Torah, completely in Torah, be totally preoccupied with Torah in order to figure that out. And then you'll be able to achieve that personal satisfaction. But both say, without serious commitment to Avonis HaTorah, you're not going to get there. Ki motzi motzo chayim v'yofek rotzo me'ashem. Someone who finds him, finds me, that means the Torah, mishim, osim, says, Rabak, motzo chayim nitzchim, yotzi ritzonim Hashem yizbaruch, sheyeh nezebo b'chol chavtzo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will guide him. So, what the Rabbag says is if I want to know how to proceed in the Maza, so I have to put my mind into Torah, commit myself to learning a Torah, etc. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu will guide me to find the answers within the Torah. Now, says the Gro, Kimotzi Motzo Chaim, Kimotzoi, he had Torah. She ate Chaim. The God here throws in a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. And that chiddush is the different levels of mental involvement in Torah. How do you know that you're totally committed to Torah and you're going to find within it the guide for life and that satisfaction, if you have one that leads to a point that you can be machadish in Torah? If you're just sitting back reading an Arab scroll on the subway and very passively, you're not gonna, so then it's very nice, but it's not something that of that depth that's going to lead you to understand life from Torah. So God says, if you put your head into it till you get to a point that you can be machadish in Torah, he says, then at that point Torah opens itself up to you and you see. And you'll be able to use the chokhmas HaTorah that you get a direction in life. And then the Yofik Ratzon Hashem, Hu Tefila. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer your tefillos. From all the Mefarshim, what do we have? We have a very simple statement here. We have a statement that Torah is not something distinct from this world. Some esoteric document. Torah is the Chochmah of this world, through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, through which He runs this world. And if we're going to know how to navigate ourselves through this world, because Torah is the blueprint of the world, it's only by a deep Havonah HaTorah we'll be able to do. Then we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gives us the Chochmah how to function in this world. But that only comes by a deep involvement in this world, Dalso Sa Yom Yom, day in, day out. And that opens us up the direction how to function and how to be guided in this world. And it's a very different view of Torah that Shlomo HaMelech is presenting here than most people have. It's an arcane document distinct from this world, etc. No. It is the logic of the world. It's the logic we're supposed to have in dealing with everything. And that's the only way we're going to succeed. If the Torah tells us that this is the Mahalach HaChayim, so then that's going to lead to success in life. It doesn't mean it's going to be short term, so it may take a long time to get there. It may be very difficult. But that's what Shlomo HaMelech, the Chochmah Mikol Olam, put down in this parak of Mishnah. Mitzvah Shem B'Yinara, next week we'll continue.